And this is how Ibadan is on a lockdown. 89.1 FM, Lead City. We rock the city. If you know like I
Chelsea set a new 16 matches unbeaten run in the UEFA Europa League. While the race for who will win the Premier League will continue this weekend, at Manchester City and Liverpool will be in action later this weekend. Some will say there is nothing to play for in the La Liga after Barcelona won it last week, but I can assure you that there is the race for the top four right now in the La Liga. One Nigeria sensational, Samuel Chukwueze, has revealed he hopes and he looks forward to moving to the English Premier League. After losing 3-0 to Barcelona during the week, Liverpool defender Virgil van Dijk has said he is grateful he is not facing Lionel Messi every season. While former Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho has said Lionel Messi is the god of football. Talking about Lionel Messi, former Manchester City striker Mario Balotelli has also urged all football fans not to compare Messi to Juventus forward Cristiano Ronaldo anymore. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Arena on Lead City 89.1 FM. I'm Oye. I have Olamide right here with me. Olamide, good morning.
Oye, good morning. I'm very happy to be here this afternoon. As you can see, Virgil van Dijk is grateful for not playing against Lionel Messi every season at the Spanish La Liga. And also, Jose Mourinho has come out to say, no, this man is the god of football. We have to appreciate that. One thing I would just say is, I want to appreciate the fact that I can sit down and watch a certain Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi playing at the same time. I'm going to sit down one day, tell it to my great-grandchildren that...
Playing in the same team?
No, playing at the same time.
Okay.
I will tell them, I watched a certain Cristiano Ronaldo. He's a gold machine. A friend of mine said, Ronaldo is just like the prophet. Why Messi is the angel. Imagine having the angel and the prophet playing at the peak of their career at the same time. It's a blessing to every one of us.
Really, also, I think I support what you just said, because I'm not a fan of those that compare Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, because you have to look at the exploit of these two guys. I think they've been fantastic all through their career.
Yes, now it's only Luka Modric that has come between them.
And that was controversial.
It was. That year was for Cristiano Ronaldo, no doubt about that. And this year is for Lionel Messi. I can say to me, the two is the best player to have ever played the round leather game of all time. They are the best.
And I think we're very lucky to watch them. The Turin Derby will go on later this weekend as Torino defender Ola Aina is preparing to face Cristiano Ronaldo. Okay, quickly, Arsenal 3, Valencia 1. We saw Arsenal's defensive woes. We also saw how it continued yesterday when they conceded the first goal. I think that was due to some defensive frailties.
Out of the run of play, and before you know it, Valencia is up. And one thing I can just say is, they said once beaten, twice shy. That is what happened to Arsenal. Last season, Atletico Madrid came to the Emirates Stadium. They got the away goal. But it was 2-1 last season, and they went straight to the Wanda Metropolitano, and before you know it, Diego Costa did the magic, and Arsenal was out. But this season, they make sure it was 3-1. Going to going to Valencia to play next week is going to be a different ball game, because for Valencia to have that one away goal, it will give them that morale that we can do this. But I don't see them progressing. I see Arsenal going straight to the finals this time around.
But Unai Emery has said the tie is still 50-50 after defeating Valencia 3-1.
The man is the master of Europa League. Ever since he has been in the Europa League, the three seasons he spent at the Europa League, the man is the champion of the Europa League. He won it three times back to back. That's a very good one for him.
But I think he's the one saying the tie is not over yet for Arsenal ahead of the second leg next week.
He's just saying that just to give his players that, guys, let's finish this job in Valencia before you know it, before anything could happen, these guys might just come up. The tie is not over. Let's just go to Valencia and finish up this job. That is what he's trying to do. But every one of us knows that going to the Valencia Stadium is going to be a different ball game. So if Arsenal can just go there, get the away goal, and that's all, the tie is over. And I see this man at the end of the Europa League in final is going to be a very tough one. Anyone they face between Frankfurt and Chelsea is going to be a tough one. But to me, I see this man winning this Europa League this season.
So for you, Arsenal has already moved to the final of the UEFA Europa League this season.
To the finals.
Chelsea won, Frankfurt won. We all saw Chelsea coming back from a goal down to finish the game 1-1. And after the game, Mauricio Sarri said he was very happy with the performance, that Chelsea deserved to win. He also explained and justified the reason why Eden Hazard was left on the bench, saying the guy has already played more games this season, so benching him for me was not a mistake. Do you think benching Eden Hazard was a mistake? And this 1-1 draw, do you think is a good result for Chelsea going into the second leg at Stamford Bridge next week?
Yesterday they were just playing, they were just too wasteful. Chelsea, by today we should have been saying Chelsea are 4-1 on aggregate, because look at what they played yesterday. They played fantastic even before Eden Hazard came on board. They had different chances. Pedro Loftus-Cheek was just kicking the ball around. They have their own chances, but it was not utilized. But playing 1-1 away from home in Germany, you know, going to Germany is not always a very good one. It's always a very different ball game when you go to German teams. When you play them at home, it's always electric. Their home ground is always electric. So getting a 1-1 draw there in Germany, we give them that morale. Going straight to the Stamford Bridge to play against Frankfurt is going to be a different ball game, because if you look at the run of play of Frankfurt, going away from home has not been a very good one for them. They lost 1-3 against Benfica. They won at their home ground 2-0. So going away from home is not a very good one for them. So this time around, playing at Stamford Bridge, where Chelsea is the king of the bridge, I see them progressing to the finals also. As per Eden Hazard, the man is just trying to use his own tactical sense, because playing at the weekend, they still have top four to fight for. They still have a lot of things to fight for at the English Barclays Premier League. If they win, they go to the fourth, they cement their place, they cement their position on the fourth on the log. And he has to keep his best player. Going away from home, thank God Chelsea did not concede more than a goal yesterday. And he brought the man just to come and warm himself up towards the weekend. And he did that perfectly well.
But at Chelsea lost the game, don't you think everybody would have probably been blaming Mauricio Sarri right now for keeping him on the bench?
Yeah, everybody would have done that. But he did his job perfectly well. He got his tactics right yesterday. Now they have the one goal advantage.
So despite the score tied at 1-1 going into the second leg, you think Chelsea will just edge it and move straight to face the one you already tipped that would play in the final, Arsenal?
Playing at the Stamford Bridge, I can say they will win by 2-1. Two. That is what I'm tipping Chelsea for, 2-1 against Frankfurt.
Liverpool midfielder Naby Keita has been ruled out of the African Cup of Nations and also has been ruled out of for the rest of Liverpool's game this season. Do you think this is a huge loss for Liverpool?
For the remaining two matches.
For the remaining two matches. They still have opened the UEFA Champions League. They are still in the semi-final, yeah, and they can move straight to the final.
Yeah.
You think it will be a huge loss for them? Because right now, I think he's the most dynamic midfielder in that Liverpool team. He's the most creative of all the midfielders. Don't you think this would affect Liverpool's title push and also the second leg against Barcelona? Because we saw it when he went out against Barcelona. He left the pitch injured. Liverpool lost the midfield battle and everything went wrong for them. Don't you think it would be a huge miss for them going into the final two games of the season?
No. Looking at Liverpool, their midfield is not, they don't play that creativity style of football at the midfield. What they do is open up the midfield, spread it out, and they use their physicality. Look, Fabinho, Henderson, that is what they do. They don't hold that ball. Playing Liverpool, you don't see them playing at the midfield holding ball a lot. They just move straight to the flank. You see their right fullback and left fullback going forward. That is what they do. They play on the flank using Mane and Salah. But losing no team will ever losing this guy
Keita.
Losing Keita at this very crucial point in time is going to affect them, no doubt about that. But they are going to move forward.
But is it going to is it going to affect Guinea's African Cup of Nations campaign?
What are they going there to do? They are just going there to make the numbers.
What if they get to the tournament with, assuming with Naby Keita now, and they turn out to be the Wolverhampton Wanderers of the African Cup of Nations?
Let's forget about that. They can't be the Wolverhampton Wanderers of African Cup of Nations.
You can never tell.
This is Africa. We know the people that will go forward to win the Nations Cup. We know the likes of the team that can go ahead. It's not Guinea.
Would you have predicted that Croatia will get to the final of the FIFA World Cup
when you have
the likes of Portugal, Argentina, and other top, even Belgium and co. See, would you have predicted that Croatia would?
As a sport analyst, when you look at the cross of player they have in Croatia, you know this is a team that comprises of one of the best, the finest, and one of the best football players that we can ever have in Europe. Talk about Rakitic, you can talk about Luka Modric, you can talk about Tadic. Look, every one of them are fantastic.
But nobody would have imagined like they would get to the final of the FIFA World Cup last year.
No, if you look at them individually, you will have imagined that this team is a team.
But I think Guinea also has a crop of fantastic players in their midst.
Like Naby Keita, Zanza.
But they are a team. Huh? And they've qualified for the Nations Cup already.
Let them face the Super Eagles.
Let them face the current Super Eagles,
then you know this is Africa. We know the teams that are going forward to give us that thing. It's not about Naby Keita alone. Naby Keita might be their captain, might be their best player, but playing at this Nations Cup, they are going to miss him, no doubt about that. But him being the affecting their campaign, I don't see him affecting their campaign.
Okay, let's talk about Super Eagles players playing for their various clubs ahead of the actions that would come up over the weekend. Romero is preparing to face Sevilla. Torino will face Cristiano Ronaldo's Juventus tonight. Do you think all these guys will continue their impressive run this season? Or you think they would probably face a bigger test and maybe their opponents would get the best out of them?
One major motivation for all the Super Eagles players currently playing now is the African Cup of Nations coming around. So many of them want to impress the coach. They want to make the team to the African Cup of Nations because Super Eagles, no doubt about it, on the African continent, we are one of the best teams on the African continent. So there's no doubt about it. Super Eagles can go straight to the final. So one major motivation for all the Super Eagles players now is to impress the Super Eagles coach in person of Gennaro Torino. Although I'm not facing Cristiano Ronaldo today, I'm very sure Gennaro Torino will sit down and watch that match, look at his performance against a certain Cristiano Ronaldo, against a certain Douglas Costa, against a Paulo Dybala. If this man did fantastic well, you won't be surprised. He'll be the one to, who is even stopping him from playing the left fullback. It's only online now that we have that is currently playing good football presently now, that is our left fullback. And also, all the Super Eagles player, Wilfred Ndidi, no doubt about that. That one is going to be, is a regular starter. He's going to be the one to stay at a defensive midfield position. Mikel Obi is going to be the one to, he will be the one to lead the Super Eagles to glory. I'm very sure about that.
To glory.
Winning the World Cup.
Winning the Nations Cup.
Nations Cup. I see that Super Eagles of Nigeria winning the Nations Cup.
Okay. While Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has confirmed David De Gea will keep his place in his team when the team face Huddersfield later this weekend.
Yeah, let him keep his place. He's a fantastic goalkeeper, no doubt about that. Because he has made a couple of mistakes, does not make him to lose his place. He's a fantastic goalkeeper. He's one of the best goalkeeper ever to keep for Manchester United. Forgetting about the fact that we have the likes of Adrian Van der Sar of the time, but currently one of the best goalkeeper ever seen is David De Gea.
I said maybe a couple of days ago,
let this man get a psychologist, let him talk to him. Something is affecting this man. His head is not in the game. Talk to him, put your head in the game, forget about your contract that is coming. If your performance is not good, it will give you better performance. If your it will give you better contract, let his head be up there.
when he has a good performance, that is when you have a good contract. Let the psychologist talk straight to his head. And I'm very sure David De Gea is a player that will bounce back from any obstacle that he finds himself.
So for you, David De Gea should keep in place the Manchester United squad. While Roman, according to reports, Roman Abramovich is not looking forward to selling Chelsea to any of the potential buyers. Do you think this is a good one coming from Abramovich, considering the fact that he has not really watched any Chelsea's game in at Stamford Bridge this season? So, because there has been lot of controversies on this particular issue, people are some are advising him to sell the club, some still wants him to be in charge. For you, what would be the best for Chelsea? Roman Abramovich remain in charge, or he should sell the club?
He's a businessman. You can't say because a certain law has been proclaimed that you don't go to where your business is located.
But
so far, you are making your game.
But we are talking about the interest of Chelsea right now. Do you think for Chelsea, because we've seen the likes, the quality of players they've bought, I think in the last two or three transfer windows, they bought the likes of Zappa Costa, the likes of Morata, the likes of, and couple of average players.
They signed a certain Morata for £75 million.
Okay.
A certain Zappa Costa for £45 million.
No, Zappa Costa was for £25 million. I think they also signed.
Paid
it because he has not been really playing on top of his game.
But
what I'm saying is,
it's on £45 million.
Listen, what I'm saying is, for the last two or three transfer windows, let me say Chelsea fans has not been happy with the way the business has been done. It has been signing average players.
It's not the fault of Roman Abramovich.
Then whose fault is it?
Sporting director and the...
No! What people are saying is, he's not really spending more into this club. Because when there was... Wait. Chelsea were planning to expand the capacity of their stadium before Roman Abramovich was denied a visa to enter into the UK. And after he was denied the visa, Chelsea called off the plans to expand the stadium. That's why people were saying, maybe this guy is not interested in the club anymore.
He's not interested. He signed a certain player for £75 million. He's not interested. He signed a certain player for £45 million.
He's not 45, 25.
25 plus 20 million.
The add-ons has not been paid because he has not justified the crosses.
What is he justified? They will pay. You never can tell.
Zappa Costa, this one we're saying that has already been tipped to leave for Lazio.
You never can tell. The man can just come back and surprise him.
For me, really, I want Roman Abramovich to remain in charge. But with the way things are going at the club, because even
the sporting director do their job, get them quality players.
Then that's what we are saying. The owner of Chelsea, Roman Abramovich, has not gotten a new sporting director. Has not done the needful. That's why people were saying he should probably sell the club and get a better person who would invest in the team. Because right now, for the past 2-3 seasons, have you been impressed with the way the team has been handled? Though they won the title in 2016, but they've sacked, I think, 3 or 4 managers already.
They
sacked Jose Mourinho, Conte, and they brought in Mauricio Sarri.
And they don't get the result under these coaches. A certain coach that got them the title, and the following season, he flopped. Why? Because a lot of things that's come in place. It's not the fault of Roman Abramovich. Let the man just stay, get a good sporting director, and everything will work fine.
Okay. Well, lastly, boxer Andy Ruiz has warned Anthony Joshua not to be fooled by his physical appearance when they later meet at the Madison Square Garden later this year, I think on June 1 in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where we wrap up the show this morning. Join us this evening again as we bring you a fresh edition of Sport Arena. Keep listening to Lead City 89.1. We will be back in the evening to give you more exciting news making the rounds in the beautiful and ever busy world of sports. We are out of the studio.
What's your name?
89.1 Lead City FM.
For quality sports, entertainment, music, and of course, lots more. This is how we love. And this is how Ibadan is on a lockdown. 89.1 FM. Lead City. We rock the city. If you know I got
Chelsea set a new 16 matches unbeaten run in the UEFA Europa League. While the race for who will win the Premier League will continue this weekend, at Manchester City and Liverpool will be in action later this weekend. Some will say there is nothing to play for in the La Liga after Barcelona won it last week, but I can assure you that there is the race for the top four right now in the La Liga. One Nigeria sensational, Samuel Chukwueze, has revealed he hopes and he looks forward to moving to the English Premier League. After losing 3-0 to Barcelona during the week, Liverpool defender Virgil van Dijk has said he is grateful he is not facing Lionel Messi every season. While former Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho has said Lionel Messi is the god of football. Talking about Lionel Messi, former Manchester City striker Mario Balotelli has also urged all football fans not to compare Messi to Juventus forward Cristiano Ronaldo anymore. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Arena on Leeds City 89.1 FM. I'm Oye. I have Olamide right here with me. Olamide, good morning.
Oye, good morning. I'm very happy to be here this afternoon. As you can see, Virgil van Dijk is grateful for not playing against Lionel Messi every season at the Spanish La Liga. And also, Jose Mourinho has come out to say, no, this man is the god of football. We have to appreciate that. One thing I would just say is, I want to appreciate the fact that I can sit down and watch a certain Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi playing at the same time. I'm going to sit down one day, tell it to my great-grandchildren that...
Playing in the same team?
No, playing at the same time.
Okay.
I will tell them, I watched a certain Cristiano Ronaldo. He's a gold machine. A friend of mine said, Ronaldo is just like the prophet. Why Messi is the angel. Imagine having the angel and the prophet playing at the peak of their career at the same time. It's a blessing to every one of us.
Really, also, I think I support what you just said, because I'm not a fan of those that compare Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, because you have to look at the exploit of these two guys. I think they've been fantastic all through their career.
Yes, now it's only Luka Modric that has come between them.
And that was controversial.
It was. That year was for Cristiano Ronaldo, no doubt about that. And this year is for Lionel Messi. I can say to me, the two is the best player to have ever played the round leather game of all time. They are the best.
And I think we're very lucky to watch them. The Turin Derby will go on later this weekend as Torino defender Ola Aina is preparing to face Cristiano Ronaldo. Okay, quickly, Arsenal 3, Valencia 1. We saw Arsenal's defensive woes. We also saw how it continued yesterday when they conceded the first goal. I think that was due to some defensive frailties.
Out of the run of play, and before you know it, Valencia is up. And one thing I can just say is, they said once beaten, twice shy. That is what happened to Arsenal. Last season, Atletico Madrid came to the Emirates Stadium. They got the away goal. But it was 2-1 last season, and they went straight to the Wanda Metropolitano, and before you know it, Diego Costa did the magic, and Arsenal was out. But this season, they make sure it was 3-1. Going to going to Valencia to play next week is going to be a different ball game, because for Valencia to have that one away goal, it will give them that morale that we can do this. But I don't see them progressing. I see Arsenal going straight to the finals this time around.
But Unai Emery has said the tie is still 50-50 after defeating Valencia 3-1.
The man is the master of Europa League. Ever since he has been in the Europa League, the three seasons he spent at the Europa League, the man is the champion of the Europa League. He won it three times back-to-back. That's a very good one for him.
But I think he's the one saying the tie is not over yet for Arsenal ahead of the second leg next week.
He's just saying that just to give his players that, guys, let's finish this job in Valencia. Before you know it, before anything could happen, these guys might just come up. The tie is not over. Let's just go to Valencia and finish up this job. That is what he's trying to do. But every one of us knows that going to the Valencia Stadium is going to be a different ball game. So if Arsenal can just go there, get the away goal, and that's all, the tie is over. And I see this man at the end of the Europa League in final is going to be a very tough one. Anyone they face between Frankfurt and Chelsea is going to be a tough one. But to me, I see this man winning this Europa League this season.
So for you, Arsenal has already moved to the final of the UEFA Europa League this season.
To the finals.
Chelsea won, Frankfurt won. We all saw Chelsea coming back from a goal down to finish the game 1-1. And after the game, Mauricio Sarri said he was very happy with the performance, that Chelsea deserved to win. He also explained and justified the reason why Eden Hazard was left on the bench, saying the guy has already played more games this season, so benching him for me was not a mistake. Do you think benching Eden Hazard was a mistake? And this 1-1 draw, do you think is a good result for Chelsea going into the second leg at the... It's at Stamford Bridge next week.
Yesterday they were just playing, they were just too wasteful. Chelsea, by today we should have been saying Chelsea are 4-1 on aggregate, because look at what they played yesterday. They played fantastic before, even before Eden Hazard came on board. They had different chances. Pedro Loftus-Cheek was just playing, just kicking the ball around. They have their own chances, but it was not utilized. But playing 1-1 away from home in Germany, you know, going to Germany is not always a very good one. It's always a very different ball game when you go to German teams. When you play them at home, it's always electric. Their home ground is always electric. So getting a 1-1 draw there in Germany, we give them that morale going straight to the Stamford Bridge to play against Frankfurt. It's going to be a different ball game, because if you look at the run of play of Frankfurt, going away from home has not been a very good one for them. They lost 1-3 against Benfica. They won at their home ground 2-0. So going away from home is not a very good one for them. So this time around, playing at Stamford Bridge, where Chelsea is the king of the bridge, I see them progressing to the finals also. As per Eden Hazard, the man is just trying to put in, use his own tactical sense, because playing at the weekend, they still have top four to fight for. They still have a lot of things to fight for at the English Barclays Premier League. If they win, they go to the fourth, they cement their place, they cement their position on the fourth on the log. And he has to keep his best player. Going away from home, thank God Chelsea did not concede more than a goal yesterday. And he brought the man just to come and warm himself up towards the weekend. And he did that perfectly well.
But at Chelsea lost the game, don't you think everybody would have probably been blaming Mauricio Sarri right now for keeping him on the bench?
Yeah, everybody would have done that. But he did his job perfectly well. He got his tactics right yesterday. Now they have the one goal advantage.
So despite the score tied at 1-1 going into the second leg, you think Chelsea will just edge it and move straight to face the one you already tipped that would play in the final, Arsenal?
Playing at the Stamford Bridge, I can say they will win by 2-1. That is what I'm tipping Chelsea for, 2-1 against Frankfurt.
Liverpool midfielder Naby Keita has been ruled out of the African Cup of Nations and also has been ruled out of for the rest of Liverpool's game this season. Do you think this is a huge loss for Liverpool?
For the remaining two matches.
They still have opened the UEFA Champions League. They are still in the semi-final,
yeah,
and they can move straight to the final.
Yeah.
You think it will be a huge loss for them? Because right now, I think he's the most dynamic midfielder in that Liverpool team. He's the most creative of all the midfielders. Don't you think this would affect Liverpool's title push and also the second leg against Barcelona? Because we saw it when he went out against Barcelona. He left the pitch injured. Liverpool lost the midfield battle and everything went wrong for them. Don't you think it would be a huge miss for them going into the final two games of the season?
No. Looking at Liverpool, their midfield is not, they don't play that creativity style of football at the midfield. What they do is open up the midfield, spread it out, and they use their physicality. Look, Fabinho, Anderson, that is what they do. They don't hold that ball. Playing Liverpool, you don't see them playing at the midfield, holding a ball a lot. They just move straight to the flank. You see their right fullback and left fullback going forward. That is what they do. They play on the flank using Mane and Salah. But losing no team will ever losing this guy
Keita.
Losing Keita at this very crucial point in time is going to affect them, no doubt about that, but they are going to move forward.
Is it going to affect Guinea's African Cup of Nations campaign?
What are they going there to do? They are just going there to make the numbers.
What if they get to the tournament with Naby Keita now, and they turn out to be the Wolverhampton Wanderers of the African Cup of Nations?
Let's forget about that. They can't be the Wolverhampton Wanderers of African Cup of Nations.
You can never tell.
This is Africa. We know the people that will go forward to win the Nations Cup. We know the likes of the team that can go ahead. It's not Guinea.
Would you have predicted that Croatia will get to the final of the FIFA World Cup when you have the likes of Portugal, Argentina, and other top, even Belgium and co? See, would you have predicted that Croatia would?
As a sports analyst, when you look at the cross of player they have in Croatia, you know this is a team that comprises of one of the best, the finest, and one of the best football players that we can ever have in Europe. Talk about Rakitic, you can talk about Luka Modric, you can talk about Tadic. Look, every one of them are fantastic.
But nobody would have imagined like they would get to the final of the FIFA World Cup last year.
No, if you look at them individually, you will have imagined that this team is a team.
But I think Guinea also has a crop of fantastic players in their midst.
Like Naby Keita, Zanza.
But they are a team. Huh? And they've qualified for the Nations Cup already.
Let them face the Super Eagles.
Let them face the current Super Eagles,
then you know this is Africa. We know the teams that are going forward to give us that thing. It's not about Naby Keita alone. Naby Keita might be their captain, might be their best player, but playing at this Nations Cup, they are going to miss him, no doubt about that. But him being affecting their campaign, I don't see him affecting their campaign.
Okay, let's talk about Super Eagles players playing for their various clubs ahead of the actions that would come up over the weekend. Omero is preparing to face Sevilla. Torino will face Cristiano Ronaldo's Juventus tonight. Do you think all these guys will continue their impressive run this season? Or you think they would probably face a bigger test and maybe their opponents would get the best out of them?
One major motivation for all the Super Eagles players currently playing now is the African Cup of Nations coming around. So many of them want to impress the coach. They want to make the team to the African Cup of Nations because Super Eagles, no doubt about it, on the African continent, we are one of the best teams on the African continent. So there's no doubt about it. Super Eagles can go straight to the final. So one major motivation for all the Super Eagles players now is to impress the Super Eagles coach in person of Gennaro Torino. Ola is not facing Cristiano Ronaldo today. I'm very sure Gennaro Torino will sit down and watch that match, look at his performance against a certain Cristiano Ronaldo, against a certain Douglas Costa, against a Paulo Dybala. If this man did fantastic well, you will be surprised. He will be the one to... Who is even stopping him from playing the left fullback? It's only Ola that we have that is currently playing good football presently now, that is our left fullback. And also, all the Super Eagles player Wilfred Ndidi, no doubt about that. That one is going to be a regular starter. He's going to be the one to stay at a defensive midfield position. Mikel Obiu is going to be the one to lead the Super Eagles to glory. I'm very sure about that.
To glory. Winning the World Cup. Winning the Nations Cup.
Nations Cup. I see that Super Eagles of Nigeria winning the Nations Cup.
Okay. While Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has confirmed David De Gea will keep his place in his team when the team face Huddersfield later this weekend.
Yeah, let him keep his place. He's a fantastic goalkeeper, no doubt about that. Because he has made a couple of mistakes, does not make him to lose his place. He's a fantastic goalkeeper. He has been one of the best goalkeeper ever to keep for Manchester United. Forgetting about the fact that we have the likes of Adrian Van der Sar of the time, but currently one of the best goalkeeper ever seen is David De Gea.
I said maybe a couple of days ago,
let this man get a psychologist, let him talk to him. Something is affecting this man. His head is not in the game. Talk to him, put your head in the game, forget about your contract that is coming. If your performance is not good, it will give you better performance. It will give you better contract. Let his head be up there. When he has a good performance, that is when you have a good contract. Let the psychologist talk straight to his head. And I'm very sure David De Gea is a player that will bounce back from any obstacle that he finds himself.
So, for you, David De Gea should keep in place the Manchester United squad. While Roman, according to reports, Roman Abramovich is not looking forward to selling Chelsea to any of the potential buyers. Do you think this is a good one coming from Abramovich, considering the fact that he has not really watched any Chelsea's game in at Stamford Bridge this season? So, do you, because there has been a lot of controversies on this particular issue. People are some are advising him to sell the club. Some still want him to be in charge. For you, what would be the best for Chelsea? Roman Abramovich remain in charge, or he should sell the club?
He's a businessman. You can't say because a certain law has been proclaimed that you don't go to where your business is located.
But
so far, you are making your game.
But we are talking about the interest of Chelsea right now. Do you think for Chelsea, because we've seen the likes, the quality of players they've bought, I think in the last two or three transfer windows, they bought the likes of Zappa Costa, the likes of Morata, the likes of and couple of average players.
They signed a certain Morata for £75 million.
Okay.
A certain Zappa Costa for £45 million.
No, Zappa Costa was for £25 million. I think they also signed paid it because he has not been really playing on top of his game. What I'm saying is, for the last two or three transfer windows, let me say Chelsea fans has not been happy with the way the business has been done. It has been signing average players.
It's not the fault of Roman Abramovich.
Then whose fault is it?
Sporting director and the...
No! What people are saying is he's not really spending more into this club. Because when there was... Wait. Chelsea were planning to expand the capacity of their stadium before Roman Abramovich was denied a visa to enter into the UK. And after he was denied the visa, Chelsea called off the plans to expand the stadium. That's why people were saying maybe this guy is not interested in the club anymore.
He's not interested. He signed a certain player for £75 million. He's not interested. He signed a certain player for £45 million.
He's not 45, 25.
25 plus 20 million.
The add-ons has not been paid because he has not justified the crosses.
What is he justified? Never can tell.
Zappa Costa, this one we're saying that has already been tipped to leave for Lazio.
You never can tell. The man can just come back and surprise him.
For me, really, I want Roman Abramovich to remain in charge. But with the way things are going at the club, because even
the sporting director do their job, get them quality players.
Then that's what we are saying. The owner of Chelsea, Roman Abramovich, has not gotten a new sporting director. Has not done the needful. That's why people were saying he should probably sell the club and get a better person who would invest in the team. Because right now, for the past two, three seasons, have you been impressed with the way the team has been handled? Though they won the title in 2016, but they've sacked, I think, three or four managers already.
No,
they sacked Jose Mourinho, Conte, and they brought in Mauricio Sarri.
And they don't get the result under these coaches. A certain coach that got them the title, and the following season, he flopped. Why? Because a lot of things that's come in place. It's not the fault of Roman Abramovich. Let the man just stay, get a good sporting director, and everything will work fine.
Okay. Well, lastly, boxer Andy Ruiz has warned Anthony Joshua not to be fooled by his physical appearance when they later meet at the Madison Square Garden later this year, I think on June 1 in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where we wrap up the show this morning. Join us this evening again as we bring you a fresh edition of Sport Arena. Keep listening to Lead City 89.1. We will be back in the evening to give you more exciting news making the rounds in the beautiful and ever busy world of sports. We are out of the studio.
What's your name?
89.1 Lead City FM.
For quality sports, entertainment, music, and of course, lots more. This is how we learn.